I have just a real quick artist perspective question for you in terms of filming this thing. Did you guys film this at like at dusk and in the early morning? Because it, you know, obviously is a dark movie. It's a horror movie, but it seems like the sun is never really out.
That was intentional. Yeah, it was part of the aesthetic of the movie. You know, to create a moodiness and to create a feeling where pure light really never quite shines in the film. That was also one of the reasons why we shot the movie in Vancouver. The sun doesn't shine very often there. So it's about trying to achieve the right kind of moodiness, you know. And it's interesting because half the movie takes place in a courtroom. This isn't, you know, as we said before, this isn't a straight horror film. There is a courtroom movie in there as well. But there are a lot of windows in that courtroom, and we wanted to have the right kind of light coming in and for the whole look of the movie to just never get too bright.
The thing that amazes me is based on a true story. When I saw the movie, I had to go and Google to get as much information about the original. There's a lot of parallels, but it's certainly a standalone. What elements from the original are different from this movie?
Well, you know, the basic story that I laid out for you in the beginning, that's all true. You know, so the spine of this film is quite in line with the true story. When you move away from that basic story and you start getting into the specifics of the characters, that's when a lot of fictionalizing goes on. Laura Linney's character, for example, is really almost entirely fictitious. You know, she was a character that we invented for the drama of the movie.
Mm.
There was a defense attorney, obviously, in the real trial, but her character was very much a out of nowhere creation.